Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Two of the candidates running for mayor of Long Beach will be with us. Also, representatives of Long Beach Hush 2 are our guests. And Henry Pollack II in town to do Never Gonna Dance. But our first guests are Ronnie Reffin and John Stolpe, candidates for mayor of Long Beach. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Ronnie, why are you running for mayor?
Well, I really don't like the way politics are running today. And I think, since I am a resident of Long Beach, I want to change it. I want to run under truth and honesty. And I know that's a hard thing to go for, but that's what I want. I think we need jobs in Long Beach. I think there's opportunities here for everybody to advance. There's unlimited resources in Long Beach. We could expand our airports. We could expand our harbor. We could move large quantities of material from Long Beach to the East Coast. I mean, they live for us. So it seems like there would be a reason to have a harbor and have money coming in. I know LNG is really a good project. We have things in California that are worse than that. I mean, we have something under the harbor that's worse than a big tank of gas. The tank of gas may shut us down for maybe 30 minutes a day. And I'm really not sure on the facts of that, but the city shuts down. I know Boston has one today, and they operate safely. They haven't had any accidents. The only concerns were the boaters would have to reroute their...
So one of the reasons you're running, Ronnie, is you support LNG, and
absolutely,
all the other candidates running oppose it. John, why are you running?
That's a basic, easy, simple answer, is that we got to bring government back to us. Every day, Joe and Josie out there, that's the taxpayer. City Hall's going on deaf ears. Our infrastructure is falling apart. We have numerous areas in town that the sidewalks and alleys and the trees aren't being trimmed, that people are crying for this. It's not all construction south of Ocean Boulevard. We need to come back. The mayor needs to get out in all nine districts, not hang around in one central area. And as your mayor, that if there's a problem in District 9, I guarantee you Saturday morning, I will get up 9 in the morning, I'll be knocking on Val Lurch's door, we're going in my car, and we're going to check out the problems. Then we're going to get them fixed.
John, this is your second run for mayor. What's your vision for the future of the city?
Well, number one, we got to get that airport issue under control. LNG, not good for the city. We got to put something else there. I'm proposing a water desalination plant because water is going to be a very precious commodity in about 10 years. Water, we can live without fossil fuel, but if we ain't got water, as a human species, we're doomed. So we got to start. The mayor's going to have to start looking at our things. The mayor's got to rope in those nine council members, work together as a team, not go off in different directions.
Ronnie, how would you rope in the council members and work as a team?
I really like the way Belmont Shore is laid out. I mean, it's clean, it's safe. We call for the police. We get them instantly. I know I've been hanging out in North Long Beach, 68th and Long Beach Boulevard. I called for the police. I was given the traffic number. I called the traffic number. I was given Val Lurch's office. I called Val Lurch's office, said I need police out on Long Beach Boulevard, and she said we have slots for 35 and only 11 holes are filled. So I don't understand. I mean, is it money issue? We need to protect our city. We need to get more police on the streets. And if Anthony says we need 500, then maybe we need 600. And with the LNG project, the income off of that, selling the fuel to Orange County, we should have revenue coming in. We can pay everybody and have a safe city.
John, one of the issues that came up last week with the other candidates running for mayor was how many more police officers we need. One candidate, 100, another candidate, 300. You're a police officer. You've been on the force for 26 years. What's your take on that issue?
Well, 100 would be very nice, but here's the problem you have that I haven't seen nobody address. When you hire more cops, you've got to have the support staff. I mean, it took me 15 minutes to report a vehicle that impound because budget cuts. And then as we hire more cops, let's say we hire 150, that means that those officers are going to start throwing bad guys in jail. So that means they're going to have to hire jailers, prosecutors to prosecute these people, because if we don't have the proper support, it's going to bottleneck. And it takes about 1 to 3 days to get an oil change done for a police vehicle. So that means 3 days that emergency vehicle's out of service.
Both of our candidates mentioned the LNG. Straight Talk poll is now available at our website. If you would like to weigh in on whether or not you think an LNG terminal should be built in Long Beach Harbor, just go to our website, straighttalktv.com, and record your vote. We now have time for closing statements, one-minute statements by both candidates. And Ronnie, you're up first.
Okay, I've been driving throughout the city, and I lived here for 62 years, thereabouts. And I've been driving around the city. The North needs police protection. They don't want their kids shot and killed. And I've been meeting with the gang members. I've been on the West Side to see the homeless, and they need support as well. There's two social workers out there working 7 to 7, and they don't have time to do their jobs either. So we need everybody in Long Beach to work together. We need a bottom-up government rather than a top-down government.
Thank you, Ronnie Refn, candidate for mayor. John Stolpe, 1 minute.
As your mayor, I will get out there, and I will represent you, the people. And number one, we got to work on LNG. We got to work on the airport issues. And there is life north of Wardlow, believe it or not. We got to make all areas of Long Beach beautiful. It's not all about 2nd Street. It's not all about Pine Avenue. It's not all about what's going on south of Ocean Boulevard. We got to represent everybody in this city. You know, minutes not enough. But you give me 4 years. 4 years as your mayor, and I guarantee you right now, I'll make Long Beach the best place to live, work, and play. And I will bring in tourists down here to spend money so we can flourish.
John Stolpe, thank you for being here. Ronnie Refn, thank you for being our guest. We'll put up the website and email for our guests. Also, we urge all of you, as we did last week in our other mayor's forum, to get involved. This is a community decision. It's very important who we elect as the next mayor. Choose the candidate of your choice and go out and work for him. Send him a few dollars. Volunteer your time. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.